This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
What God put in my heart, sowed in my heart, spoke to me many, many years ago. He is brought back again. I've tried lots of stuff. I've tried to do it and every time failed. And so I love that song. The one who's within you, the words of that song, just, I don't know, just such an encouragement receiving this morning about what God's confirming with us, but there's an urgency to be so aware of his voice. My sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow. We're in the end of the age, and there's a lot of voices. I had lots of stuff that I was going to share about, talking about false prophets in the last days. Maybe I'll just read some scriptures out regarding that, about false prophets and why they get people's hearings. Because in the last days it says, talking about the church, that people will develop itching ears and will only want to hear what they want to hear. This is church people. This is church people, and there's so much warning in the Bible about not being deceived. Jesus said, if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. I like to keep that very simple. The only reason it's not possible is because we know him. And so we think it's going to be based on our knowledge about God, that we won't get deceived. That won't be your security. You know, you try to take a baby off its parents. You can't do it. A baby starts screaming because that baby knows nothing. But I tell you what, that baby knows mum. That's the kind of knowing that God wants the church to have. Samuel didn't yet know the Lord's voice, but he heard it at a time when the word of the Lord was rare, it says, in all of Israel. It was rare. There was trouble going on. People were looking for solutions everywhere. They were looking for methods, for formulas, for programs. How many churches are trying methods, formulas, and programs? And how much of us expect those things as well? Because we're just like the world. Let somebody else come up with it and I'll do it. And we're forsaking the one thing that's absolutely necessary for every Christian, and that's to have a relationship with Jesus Christ yourself. To know his voice yourself, so that you will. And we're in the end of the age where deception's coming and many false prophets are going to rise up. Why? Because there's ears to hear them. No good blaming the false prophets. Let me just read some. Isaiah, this is Old Testament, chapter 30, verse 10. This is talking about the people who say to the seers or prophets, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Get out of the way. Turn aside from the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. That's what the people of God were asking. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 30 and 31. An astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power, and my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? Can you hear God speaking? This is his word, not mine. John 7, verse 7. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it that its works are evil. John 15, verse 19. If you were of the world would love its own. You are not, yet because you are not of the world, But I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. If the world hates you, well, start praising God. You're in the right place. Don't have a little pity party. Jesus said, you start rejoicing. Be exceeding glad. John 16 and verse 8. And when he has come, who? That's the Holy Spirit. He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. But it has to start with sin. Matthew 7 and verse 15, Jesus speaking, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. What sheep's? Christians. That's Christians. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. But there were also false prophets among the people. That's in the old days, as I just read out of Isaiah and Jeremiah. There were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies. Even denying the Lord who brought them, who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. You know, the word heresies, I remember looking that up, an English word which comes close to it is, what's the word? Opinions. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got an opinion. 1 John 4 and verse 5 to 6. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Take it right back to what it said in there about that little baby knows nothing. But I tell you what, the baby's the closest one to the parent, isn't it? Not. Talk about close. And that's what I want to say to you, that God, oh, I believe God is saying, don't get caught up in the things of this world. Don't get caught up. The Bible's very clear. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. You can excuse that all you like, but that's the truth. That's the reality. And my things that God's been showing me is the mixture in the church that's got to be sorted out. And, you know, we've all been trying to do it in our own strength. And let me tell you, you're going to fail every time. You are going to fail, because the problem is you are trying to do it in your own strength. There's a scripture, let me just finish with this, in the name of the prophet, Haggai the prophet. He talks about the people of God, and he's trying to convict them about the things that they're doing. There's mixture in their lives. They're serving God, but they're also living for the world as well. They're building their own houses, and the house of God is left in ruins. What's the house? It's a house of prayer. And I've said it again and again. This house is a house of prayer. Number one, it's a house of prayer. Is it? Is it? Is Mombok Christian Fellowship number one a house of prayer? Is that the main thing that we do here? And I'm not asking you to come and do it to try to prove it as a work, because that's in your own flesh. I'm saying to you, you get before God in this hour that we are, that we have been brought to the kingdom in this hour. But Haggai says this one thing. He asks them and says, is the seed still in the barn? Because, you know, they're the people of God. They've been sowing, and they look for a great increase from God. They look for fruit, They look for souls to be saved. They look for God's power and all that. And they sow and they get back less than what they sow. How many have had that experience in your life? Not worth. The Christian life doesn't work. I tried that. Yeah, you tried it in your own strength. But he asks, is the seed still in the barn? You know what I realized? The barn, all of us know the word of God. Here's the barn, your head, what you know. All of us know God's word. But it's only when it's here that it's sown. Because unless that corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it will not bring any fruit. You have to die. That's why Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. You can't do it. You must be. But we've got a Christianity where we'll give it our best shot of our programs, our plans, all of those things. And it will never do that way. It's the Lord in you. The Lord, in that song again, the Lord in you. He will do it. Isn't he challenging us? Isn't he encouraging us? So what do you do with what he's spoken to us today? In all of the words that have come forth, there's a word that came forth there that you can't do your own thing anymore. You can't do mixture anymore. You've got to take the shoes off your feet. Yes, that's right. Shoes are, what, who did that happen? Moses. He saw this burning bush. And what's going on here? Got his attention. And miracles do that, don't they? Oh, we all love miracles. Of course we do. How could you not? But the question is, are you going to let God get your attention? And so he saw the bush burning, drew near because it attracted him, and then God spoke. The ground that you're standing on, Moses, holy ground, take the shoes off of your feet. In other words, from this point on, you can't do whatever you want to do. You've got to do what I tell you to do. That's what true Christianity is. That's what real Christianity is. And we see the fire of God come in this place where people will come in and they're convicted by the Holy Spirit because our God is a consuming fire. It's the fire, the Holy Spirit. He is fire. He is fire. And the first thing he will do when our lives are right before God is he will convict of sin. People either got to run away or they're going to get right with God. They're either going to have to fight or they're going to submit to God. Because you can't be complacent when the Holy Spirit comes on the scene because he is a consuming fire. You know, we talk about him. We like him like some kind of appendix in our life. Have you had the baptism in the Holy Spirit? He is God. He is God, and he comes to take full control. He doesn't just come to give you a little bless me session. He comes to take full control of your life. That's what Christianity is. Let's stand up. We're going to pray. Father, here we are. We know that you're speaking to us not only individually, but as a whole body. We want to just stand as one man before you and say, Lord, speak because your servants are listening. And we don't want to just look for great meetings, great experiences with you. Lord, from this point on, every morning we wake up, we're going to present ourselves as a living sacrifice. Every morning we wake up, the first thing we're going to do is acknowledge you and say, this is the day, Lord, that you have made. What is it that you want to do in and through me today? And it doesn't matter if it's a big thing, it doesn't matter if it's a little thing. It doesn't matter what it is, except that we will obey you. Lord, thank you. So I pray that, Lord, Every morning we wake up, that you fill our heart, fill our mind, fill every part of us, that anything that distracts would be taken out of the way. Lord, even if it means shaking to take those things out of the way. Lord, anything that has claimed our attention more than you, I pray, remove it out of the way. However, whether we do it, Lord, if we won't do it, then I ask you to do it. Lord, that you might be glorified in and through our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name and we give you all the praise.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.com.